Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the bad boy. Three Lil Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova.
Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race, with the racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
When you're out there walking the street, you may compete. But now, oh, now.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another day of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Talk Show. Should be a fine night. Got some few things we want to discuss. Before we get to that, like to see if there was any races going around. It was a pretty nice weekend this weekend. If there was some races going around that I didn't hear about up in the area, guys, push the one button. Feel free to come on and talk about it. Also, if you have an upcoming event, you have an event coming up pretty soon, push the one button. Come on and tell all the people about the event you have coming up. We have some people I know have some events coming on, and I want to give them a chance to come on and talk about the event. If they don't do so, I will try to mention it, but I want to give everybody the opportunity to take advantage of this show and talk about what they have in the race world. It's very early 2013, and we have to try to make this grudge racing bigger and better for all the spectators and the drag racers far and near. So, Sharon, go to the lines right now and see who we have to talk about a race or possibly the upcoming event.
Boom, your mic is open.
What'd you say, Miss Sharon? Tom McDowell?
What up, Boone?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. Sitting here showing support to your show, man, and give you a little race report of some things that happened this following weekend, and also to talk about an upcoming event that we're having here in Louisiana.
Well, come on with it, man. See what you got. I know you got something good coming.
Oh, yeah, you already know. You know, I just got my truck back after a long haul of some legal problems and stuff. I went and supported Scooby. At the Leesville track. And this past Saturday, it was kind of short on the races, but spectators showed up pretty good out there. He had an S10 shootout. You know, I have an S10. We wind up only being three grudge cars. All the rest of them was bracket races. And I wind up on top of the hill representing for the state of Louisiana. I was one of the only person from Louisiana. But, you know, Scooby's my co-host. You know, I had to go support my co-host. But with that being said, I am the king of the S10 in my discreet S10 class, okay? So I went over there and I represented. I showed up and showed out over there at Scuba Race with that S10. With that being said, that's the only race report I had besides King Mo. Knocked off a guy from out of Baton Rouge with a vet here that our local track down here. The other night. But for us, the upcoming events here in the state of Louisiana, March the 9th, 30 days after the Big Clarkson race in Lena, we have an invasion of Louisiana here in the Louisiana area. I'm working on, while I'm talking here, I'm on a lot of different other websites posting on, grudge racers and we got a little something on your website with the flyer and everything. We got new flyers coming out because the other flyers were temporary flyers and they didn't have money on them or anything. But we're gonna have a nice race, man. These guys over here, they're doing a lot of testing and tuning. Matter of fact, that's what a lot of the guys didn't go to Scuba Race because they was at No Problem Raceway testing and tuning, getting ready for the February night race, and also for the March night race. I do know that we got a couple of locked-in races. The Madisonville boys have some beef they need to settle amongst them each other. But beyond that one race, they said down on them Invader as they going. So with that being said, these guys are anticipating on sitting back in the cut, waiting for these people to come from out of town to to try to think they're going to come over and run some, and they said they're not going to let it happen. But with that being said, Blue Ice has been testing the tuning, hoping that everything work out good for Ragtop, if he don't mess up anything and for Mardi Gras, because they would love to give him a rematch. If he's out there listening, I'll be on the line, you know, waiting to get some response from him if he's listening. There's a lot of guys over here in Louisiana they don't know any of the guys out of Texas or anything of that nature, so they don't know. These guys ain't too particular about calling out nobody or what's the name, because a lot of them guys just now coming out with their cars. So, but with that being said, Atomic Dog, I'm looking forward to seeing a few people. I mean, if you could travel, you could travel. You can't. I mean, you know, hey, you know, that's the way it is. But at the same time, you know, I agree with everything. I listened in on your show the last show you had, man. You know, it's all about supporting, coming out and patronizing. Tell me, dog, I can promise you one thing, man. And you ain't got to come to my show, Tell me, dog. But I tell you one thing, you will hear. Tell me, dog. You're going to hear that boom went down on everybody's ass with that little S-chain.
You're going to show them what that street S-chain is all about, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm original from Mississippi. I'm an old country boy. All right, Tommy Dog. Now I ain't too proud to beg. If I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if a man got a little more than me, especially on suspense, because I just let the world be known. Now I am a true stock suspension car. When I say true Tommy Dog, I mean the brand that I have in my truck is the one that came in it. And the gears that came in the truck, that was in it. I have a middle spool on it. Now, that doesn't mean anything, you know what I'm saying, because I do have a V8 and a 4-cylinder in the truck. So, but with that being said, anybody come looking like me, acting like me, running like me, I'm down on their ass, I'm going.
I heard that, boy. Hey, man. Good to see you back up. I said, good to see you back up and running. I know you've been talking about it for a while, getting your truck back going. So, hey, good to see you up and running, man, and wish you well with it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And guess what, Tommy, dog? You wouldn't believe how my truck got up and running, man. I'm going to tell you how good these Louisiana guys is over here. Don't you know, I started campaigning right before I got my talk show. I started campaigning these guys. I went around. We had like a car show. And when we had a car show, most of all race cars come out to the car shows, all right? And I was telling you guys, man, I sure want to go racing, but I ain't got no motor, I ain't got no block, I ain't got no head, I ain't got no camera, I ain't got nothing but a truck. So I went by one dude's shop over here. He said, boom, look over in that corner, there's some heads over there, get some heads right there and put on your motor. I went by one dude's house, he said, hey, I got a Herbert cam over there I ain't used since 1930. I said, what is that? I went over and got that cam. One dude said, hey, you come to my house, I got some old rolling lifters that I changed when I changed my cam. And it went on from there. Then I went to pull apart and got another 350 block. And that's all she wrote. So, and then I drive that truck on a daily basis. Everybody see me all over town in that truck, you know. But with that being said, Tommy Dog, it's going to be nice, man. And if y'all guys want to engage in gamble, I can tell you one thing, you know. These guys are going to engage. These guys are going to gamble. And if you tap in on my show tomorrow and just sit back, you ain't got to press the one button tomorrow. Just sit back and listen to what them guys got to say about what they're going to do to some invaders, if y'all don't think it's true. But with that being said, Tommy Dog, I want to sit back and enjoy your show, man. And you can cue me in, call me in as needed. But I'm going to give you a little information about my show, Tommy Dog. My gates will open at 10 that Saturday, and we're going to start racing at 2. The track gonna stay hot for 8 hours. If you can't make no money in 8 hours, you don't need no money. So
I know that's right, that man.
And I want to give a special extended invitation to GT Boost. I think GT Boost is from Texas. He's a guy that came to my show. He drove all the way from Texas and couldn't get a race, but he wound up leaving my track, leaving the meet that we had, and got some action on the street. But I'm giving him an extended welcome because we got a guy with a twin turbo Mustang want to get out. So, and big ball factor. So we got a guy out of Kenner, Louisiana, want to get a big ball factor. So, with that being said, I know a lot of people on different other shows and everything, but anybody looking for some action, they feel free to push the one button on Tommy Dog Show, and I do my best, to try to accommodate y'all and lock y'all up with some people. I do know Big Nook, Lynch Mob, all them guys are looking for action, man. So, with that being said, Tommy Dog, I'm going to sit back and go on mute and let your show roll on, babe.
All right, man. Appreciate it, Boom. Good to see you bringing action, man. Hey, we got another call on here that we're going to talk about upcoming show. We're going to give him a chance. If not, I'm going to mention some shows that I know to come up. I just like to mention these shows, but try to get these guys opportunity to come on and do some talking for this show. So, with that being said, Sharon, we got anybody else want to come on and talk about a race happening this weekend, upcoming show? If not, I'm going to mention them shows, and then I'm going to go on in to talking about the nice topics. We have some things we need to get to. So, any other hand up, want to talk about a show or upcoming race there this weekend?
You have one hand up, Tracy, but I have no idea what he wants to talk about.
Okay, let's see what he got to say.
Hello.
Hey, how's
it going? Go ahead.
How's it going? I'm a first time caller, man. I just wanted to listen in and see how things be going on your show, I see you around the track, taking pictures and stuff like that, and I saw you on Joe's website, and I said, well, let me go ahead and chime in and see what's going on and just listen, and see what y'all talking about. And I just wanted to say, I look forward to learning some things and stuff like that. I'm out of Houston, Texas, so I be in H&P all the time, and I'm actually going to bring up my car this year, so I just want to, get my name out there before I start meet and greeting you guys, right?
Okay, well, tell everybody who you are. Hey, welcome to the show, man. The show is for everybody. Tell everybody who you are and what you're coming out with so people can look for you.
Yeah. I go by the name of Street Sweeper. I got a 78 Monte Carlo I'm bringing out, G-Body. Pretty much street, still stock suspension, but, I'm going to drop me a big block in it and see if I can make some things happen,
Okay, man. Well, like I say, glad to have you, man. We looking forward to seeing you out there bringing action in 2013. So always nice to have new people come to the show, man, and we try to talk about some things to try to help promote races and try to give people avenue to come on and get to know who's who on the show to make action for the fans and the race to have some fun, man.
Right.
Okay, man. Well, just hang in. Anytime you got something, we get to talking, you want to talk about something, you can take your hand down when you're through. When you want to talk, push the one button to bring your hand back up to the top.
Okay.
So, with that being said, we're going to go with some things about the night's topic. Let me mention this. We also have Big Carp and the Gadget with the Grudge Inc. show coming up in Lena, Mississippi. Big Carp will be on here, but I won't see him. On February the 9th, the pre-Mardi Gras explosion going on in Lena, Mississippi. A lot of lock-in races for that race after February the 9th. Following that, the Grudge Inc. banquet will be on the 10th. That will be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And everybody from there, that Monday and Tuesday is going to be going down at Fat Tuesday's. Should be a big weekend for action. A lot of fun. A lot of people supposed to be going down there. Next race coming up following that, I believe that I know of, is March 16th. Boom talks about his show. Boom show is March the 9th. He talks about that one, No Farmer Dragway in Louisiana. And then following that will be March 16th down at Denton, Texas. They've got a big race going on down there March 16th, followed by, I believe, Summer's got a race, Grudge Wars going on the 23rd. I'm just mentioning these races, just kind of giving out of these people can come on and talk about their shows. And we're going to follow on up into March. There's a couple more races going on before we go into All Roads Lead to Texas, April the 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. So those are some of the upcoming events that's coming up. We just wanted to mention them. Anybody else I missed anything, feel free to push the one button, come on and talk about your show. Okay. With that being said, we want to talk about tonight's topic. You know, I receive calls from people about different things. I always ask people, hey, look, give me a topic. I like to try to make some sense out of some of this stuff in the grudge game and what some of the problems are. How can we try to bring some kind of solution to help these events be, go off in a positive way? So, guys, feel free to chime in anytime and give your input. It's important that everybody participate, that everybody try to get an understanding, because we all want to try to support each other's show and try to make great races. So with that being said, tonight's topic will be, has a racing stipulation.
Tracy, before you go into your topic, you've got someone on the line who wants to ask you a question about the April 6th show.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Hey, Tracy, your mic is open. All right, thank you. Tracy, this is Kelsey, man. Kelsey. Jay cousin. I be with Jay out of Nisland camp. Hey, listen, Roy didn't let us run, didn't let the bikes run Saturday. Are you going to let the bikes run April 6th, or do you planning on opening up April 7th for the bikes to run?
No, bikes will be welcome April the 6th. Also, we're going to run everything April the 6th, and bikes will be welcome to run.
Okay. And I was just going to suggest, you know, if that's a parking issue or something, just let all the bikes park in a circle or something, you know, to let all the cars be up front and the bikes can be in a circle.
Yeah, we're going to work on that, you know, and try to make things go as smooth as possible. Whatever we think the best way to handle it, we will. And the circle is not a bad idea. So we're going to look at that as we get a little closer. But, yes, bikes will be able to run.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, man. Okay, with a nice topic, man, has racing stipulations, sit like me, killed, run what you brung when it comes to grudge racing? Should any two cars be able to race? And what can be done to make more races in 2013, in spite of all the race-stopping language that we have? Also, this is a very important one. I received some calls, and we want to discuss all this stuff. When locking in a race, who's authorized to lock in? Is it the driver? Is it the car owner? Or is it somebody on a team member? And what are some of these things that's killing the grudge game? Are people scared? Is it the money? The language? Or people just don't have the heart? Are they fear? We need to talk about some of this stuff, and I want people to think about it. And everybody, a lot of people out here, a lot of people only got a full show tonight. Hey, kind of put it out there. Let's talk about some of this stuff. Let's see what we can do. Let's see where we might fit in or where we might can do better to make this show. But one of the big issues is we have to try to make action at these shows. The racers want to come. They don't want to sit around all night. The spectators come and pay their money. Hey, we have to do our best to give them a great show. But locking in these races, and I'm going to call this to the forefront as we go along with some of the lock-in races. I want to get this topic here out of the race, out of the way before we talk about the stipulation deal, because I believe this is an important one. It's something that's brewing right now, and that's on the authorized locked-in races. When a person calls and speaks about a locked-in race, who's responsible? Who makes the call? With that being said, I got some people named that I want to get on the phone. And if I don't have their number, which a couple of them I may not, but if you're on the phone, if you push the one button, I want to start off first by getting Hillbilly, push the one button. Glass Man, push the one button. I need to know if Big Kerry is on the phone or if anybody can get Big Kerry. Push the, get him on the phone. Be careful if you're out there. Push the one button. Also, Troy. These are the people that run with the blind eye killer called out of Houston. We need to discuss something. It came to my attention. Folks want to talk about it because we want to try to save the confusion down when we're talking about locking in a race or making an agreement and people respecting each other. If they call a race on a lock-in, whether they actually have a DP man and set the money up, or is the person feel like we know the guy well enough that, hey, his word been good before in the past, is it still good today? We want these guys to talk about this because, like I say, I received a call and guys want to know, and I think it's a learning experience and knowledge to all of us as grudge racers that we get an understanding of these lock-ins. So with that being said, we got Hillbilly Glassman, Big Kerry, Troy. And it, we got those online. If not, someone text me the number. I'll get them to call. The show is full, so they might not even get in. But if you text me the number, we'll try to get them in. So to set the stage first, I'm going to open up. Let's go to Hillbilly and let Hillbilly call.
Hillbilly, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, what's going on, Hillbilly?
Oh, nothing. Just listening in on the conversation, man.
It come to my attention that there was a issue going down about a locked-in race, and it was kind of causing some people say it was locked in and came back. Another one said it wasn't locked in, and the understanding about it, what's right. I mean, it's something that needs to be addressed. People need to understand that you want to kind of explain that situation. I need to get Big Kerry on the phone and Troy on the phone. So if any of you guys in the Houston area, if you have them on the phone or you can get them on a three-way, you push the one button and we need to talk about this and see what the deal is. Here, Billy, what's your take on that and how you want to handle it? I believe you're part of the deal.
Well, what it come down to, we was at the track last Sunday and we got rained out, though, and Big Kerry showed up and we got the bullshitting and everything, and trying to get it locked in with Glassman and Blind Eye, and he said, you know, we can get that over with right now, and we locked that in and everything, and everything was good to go, you know, and we bullshitting, you know, we always do. But Big Kerry's always, you know, been the one to lock in races and stuff like that. So, yeah, we just figured, you know, they'd do it. But we know how they are. They all scary or whatever anyway. And then come find out, Troy's hollering, oh, it ain't no locked in races. Y'all don't even sit the same and nothing. You know, it's not a equal race. And they both got stock suspension on 28s, small blocks, cast intakes. And he wants to say, oh, but you're equal to my car, which is a back half big block car on big tire. And, you know, Troy's just a driver for Blind Eye. I mean, I don't even know why he's even trying to, you know, not let the race happen or whatever. Hell, he's just a driver anyway. I'm sure James is scared to race, you know. But if they didn't want to race, they could at least have said, it wasn't ready at the time, you know, which is normal for them. They're always testing and tuning.
So you want to try to get some clarification, because the understanding is you believe you had a lock-in race, and you said someone, Troy, come back, or somebody come back and say that it's not. If we haven't got, I haven't got a text, if we have anybody from the Blind Eye Killer Camp on.
Dion is on.
We got Dion, okay. Dion, you want to elaborate on this? You know about this deal?
I heard something about it, but I'm going to say this here. I'm in the Super Bowl Sunday, so it can't happen Sunday regardless. Glassman drive, take the Willie balls off. I run them Friday night, and y'all bring Timmy car, and I run it Friday night. And I ain't got to talk to nobody else. You ain't got to talk to nobody else about it. Truck going to drive, and I'm going to put the money up. And we can do this Friday night. Here, Billy, bring all you can spin. You can stand to spin. I said this. Dion, I will be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, so that ain't gonna happen anyway, because I ain't gonna be there. But I'll be at the track Friday night. You take some balls off, stick class man in there, bring enough money. And by the way, bring Timmy car too. We get that on too Friday night.
The problem is, you know, Glassman ain't never run without bars. And
well,
you know,
I said I ain't got no balls. I ain't run nobody with balls. Timmy ain't got no balls. I'm gonna run him. I'll run him Friday night and Glassman Friday night. for any amount of money. That's it.
Y'all come with bars whenever you bought the car or whatever, so why can't you just put them on there instead of wanting to tear his car?
It don't work on them. Too much weight. The weight of my car down. I'm running 28 no balls. I've been told you that. And Glassman. Glassman stepped his ass in there Friday night. One is going to get baptized. And y'all had a red car there, too. And one is going to get baptized. For any amount of money.
So you said Timmy gets the back tire?
Nah, hell no. Nah. I'm running him head up. He sitting just like I sit.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Oh, no. Nah, I ain't never said that. Both of them get head up. And they sit like I sit. We can do it Friday night. I'll be there.
Well, I can't see it happening Friday, but, you know, with hell, he's putting headers and stuff on the car and stuff like that or whatever. He ain't had time to test, and he definitely ain't had time to test to take the bars off. So, I mean, if y'all ain't willing to race it like it is, and, you know.
Then you mumbling, man. All I'm saying, well, have Timmy cut up Friday then. I'll run it. Little dinner, y'all picking on little. Like, you know I ain't scared of you, but none of y'all, anyway. And if the money ain't no problem, you know that, too. Be here Friday. We have one of them two cars, and some money, we go hang. Simple.
Timmy can't run with that car.
Oh, but stay out of my lane, dude. I can't run with glass, man, but I'm going to run because y'all think I'm scared of him. Y'all had that motherfucker that Friday, no balls, strap his ball head ass in there. We going to get it on. But any amount of money, you just call a number, and we can talk. Me and you can sit in the truck on the big end, and one of us going to get paid.
Y'all ain't gonna race just because he got wheel bars on it just to protect his car, right?
28 no balls, that's how I see it. 28 no balls. If that guy green club said that's what I'm running some shit, just like me.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to get back with you whenever we can do enough testing to take the bars off.
All right. Okay, I guess that ends that one. Let's glass man, I see you on here. Let's glass man, you got something to say. I see you got your hand up.
Hey, what's going on, Tristan?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I just can't understand why, you know, why Big Kerry wanna come out there and just, you know, talk shit and, you know, act like they gonna run you and then, you know, turn around and beg and try to take shit off your car, you know? That makes no sense, you know. But, no, that's not a problem, you know. I mean, we can get this locked in. I don't have a problem. I'll put true 28s on my car and pull the bars off. We just run head up, just get this shit over with, you know. Right now, you know, we thought this race was going to happen not this weekend, but the weekend after Super Bowl. So I went ahead and, you know, get some headers put on my car. So, you know, that's not a problem, you know. And we can lock it in for April. I guess that next race y'all got down there in April, you know, we lock it in for, you know, 1,000 on 5,000 or better. You know, let's do that. So, Big Dion, you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. You want to lock it in for 1,000 on 5,000 or better for April or May?
I'm gonna talk to the rest of my crew, man. I want to run Friday.
Oh, you want? Man, you know damn well I ain't had no test time with no bars. But you want to do it Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's how you roll, huh?
Shit, you y'all the one jumped on here and talking about some tearing them locks or something.
Big Kerry was the one that locked it in originally. He said, man, he don't give a fuck. Bring your car and he'll run you for up to $10,000. He didn't give a shit, you know. But now I got to take shit off my car.
I
made it down the track one time last time this car was out, and I'm willing to gamble like that. You see what I'm saying?
I ain't been down the track. I broke my transmission, so I mean, what that mean? I was in South Carolina and lost. I can't beat nobody, so I mean, that don't mean
but
shit.
You been down the track, didn't you? You made a pass?
Man, if y'all want to race, I'll have Timmy call your car down, pull them bars off, you strap your ass in that bitch, and I'll make the money for you. We can do that Friday. Get it over
with. Man, I ain't doing shit Friday. I ain't going to get out there and pull the bars off and risk standing that bitch up, tearing my damn car up. But I will lock that in for the March race at HMP. That ain't a problem.
We'll talk about that when that time comes, when you get closer to that day. I want to run Friday.
I bet you do. I tell you what, you want to give Timmy the back tires? He's on one kit. You want your two kits? You want to give him? You want to give Timmy the back tires? Huh?
You asking me
to take my shit off, so I'm asking from you.
I'm saying, so you gonna give me the back tires?
I'm gonna give you the. Why would I give you the back tires?
Keep your balls on and give me the back tires then. Well, see, I'm asking for something. I don't want nothing. I'm gonna look at a man head up. Put a little motherfucking balls off, strap your ass in there, and me and him better sit on the other end, because I don't drive, you gonna drive, I let James drive, we're gonna get this money right on the other end.
Let me talk to my boys then, since you got to talk to your boys. Let me go ahead and talk to my boys, and I'll get back with you.
All right.
How about that one? Okay. All right, Tracy, I'm gonna put my mate on mute and do some texting here and see if we can get something going on.
Okay, you get something coming, man. You know what to do. Just push one button and come on back in. And see, we got another person want to come in and talk about lock cashier. We got somebody else before we get off into this.
Hey, Trace.
Go ahead, baby.
All right. So I guess the main question today was if the owner of the car has to be the one to lock the race in. So in other words, like Gary don't own the car, so he can't lock the race in for him?
Well, that's the question. This is the question. Let me tell you from my understanding the way I got it. Different teams have crew members, and some car owners authorize other people to lock in races. The question is, you know, hey, you got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know who could be the spokesman for that car. Sound like to me, y'all saying there's more than one spokesman for that car. Dion come on here and say he can speak and he can lock in any car. Dion is a pretty viable person. We know that run with the blind eye killer car, so in that case, that'd probably be true. But there are different folks that lock in cars. But when you locked in with Kerry, sound like Troy, from my understanding, what I got from what you brought told me, sound like Troy came back and said there's no lock-in, and so that stirred y'all up. So what I'm saying is to the race world, you know, you got to know who you're locking in with, and those teams have different lock-in people. I say they do because I've seen it happen time and time again. But who's credible in a deal like this? Don't seem like nobody actually officially put up no money or had no DP, man. But the attitude is, you know, that because from my understanding, Kerry had locked in with Glassman before. And from Glassman's side, Glassman say he lost his money, but the lock-in was done by Kerry. So Glassman say, hey, he locked in again with Kerry again. And they said, bring it on. It's a done deal. And then it come back. Troy said, no, that's not a good deal. So Glassman was confused. Say, how in the hell can I lock in with somebody and somebody else call it off? The car owner and the guy who's a spokesman for that crew, you know, hey, you need to get it straight. When you're talking about locking in, you need to find out who's credible. In this case here, since Dion is doing the talking for James and the blind eye killer car, he got some taken. So Dion, let you answer the girls' world about this situation and who's the main lock-in person. So I believe that that's the question that Hillbilly and Glassman and them need to know. Dion.
I just try to make sure, you know, so in other words, anybody can lock in and the other part of the crew can say, no, that's not a lock-in race. I said it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. So I just wanted to clear that up and make sure that's the way it's going to – the way it goes. You know, just so in the future, when this comes out about a locked-in race and it's somebody else's car, then not just anybody can speak to that car. So
I think where I'll find out who's the owner of the car – and ask him, hey, can this person credible? Is he able to lock in for your car? I think that's some of the information that we need to get on these lock-ins. I mean, you know, sometimes the driver is not the owner, and sometimes it is, and sometimes the owner don't do drive, and sometimes the owner don't even do the talking. But I think that's where the communication have to come in. We have to find out, because once you make some kind of agreement, And if you ever put up any kind of money, you know, somebody's going to feel like that they do some punk ass money or whatever if a race got called off by another team member. So it's just something that got to be communicated, man. And in this case here, it's a tough call because probably at times each one of them guys might have locked in a race. I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, probably the main one that can probably speak on that call. Dion, what do you think about this situation, Dion?
Hillbilly and Glassman both know who I am. They talked to me several times and know I got the money. It ain't nothing that's got to be talked about. They already, them two know. Nobody else know. Both of them know.
So in that case, you the main person locked in that car? I think that's what they want to know. What does Kerry have?
They know that.
Okay, with that being said, Hillbilly, I guess you got your answer.
Kerry can't talk for nobody because he ain't got a car.
Okay, so I guess that answers that question. We got another hand up. We want to talk about something before we kind of jump off in this topic because I heard it kind of going on just a while ago. We got another hand up, Sharon. Somebody want to talk about a race or something?
Funky Town, your mic is open.
What's up, Funky Town? Funky Town, you must be on mute.
682-6122.
Hey, what's up,
Trey?
What's up, man? How you doing out there?
Man, it's Funky Town, man. Number one fan, you know, about the Grudge race. And everybody know me, Tracy. I'm known everywhere. But what I want to talk about is that lock-in, you know, your topic tonight. I think the owner should make sure he's involved and, like, somebody be sponsoring him, putting up the money. I think he needs to make sure that he talk to the driver, too, talk to two people. The one that's talking, saying they're going to put the money up and talk to the driver. That way you can get that cleared up. Where it don't be no misunderstanding talk. Right here in Fort Worth and Dallas, like, people can lock your money in and the owner will say, nah, I don't want to run that car, he's too fast, but then the guy being locked it in, then he'll say, I'm not going to run, you know. So on the lock-in part, I think you need to talk to the owner too, to both of them, the one that's sponsoring the owner, talk to both of them. They should clear that lock up. And Kerry, who that guy was talking about a while ago, Kerry had owed me $100. You know, it took me forever, man, to get my $100 from him. So I don't know why they would want to trust Kerry, you know. So I think that when somebody locks something in, you need to make sure the owner understands about the lock-in, too. Long hope of locking in. And
I agree with you on that, man.
And
that's it's early here. Hey, I hear some noise in the background. If you're not talking, can you push the mute button, or you can push one and take your hand down. If you want to talk again, push the one button and come back up. But if you're not talking, just mute your mic until you want to talk. Yeah, in a case like that, man, it's early 2013. We had a lot of situations like this in 2012. Misunderstandings in the last year. This is what people have to do with. You got to know that somebody was. You need to mute that mic. Somebody mute your mic, you got a lot of noise. Talk about this stuff and try to make things clear, man, because sometimes it can get out of hand a little bit, and we don't want that to happen. We want to try to keep it clean. And keep it grudge, man. But that's a good thing about the nice topic, man, because I did hear this, and this is what's going on. I need people to chime in and talk about this. And hey, let me know, let the grudge world know, what do y'all think about this? I just heard it with Hillbilly and Dion a while ago. And it goes back to this. Has the race stipulation set like me? Have it killed Ron with LeBron in cases like that? Two people can find ways to race if they really want to race, because today's time, a lot of these cars, they don't fit just alike. Now, they have some similarities, but like you say, they don't all sit alike. So when guys have Willie Bars, and that's the way they run all the time, the guys don't have Willie Bars, and that's the way they run all the time, do that stop races a lot? In this case, it looked like it did. But a guy can find a way to race. I think Deion did mention, hey, to one of them, keep your Willie Bars on, spot me a car. Hey, that's a potential. All depends on the car owner if they agree to do it or not. But that's another way, a negotiation. You can try to make races happen. Have that really killed races? That sit like me. I hear that. Especially with these small tire cars, that you know, no small tire cars, they don't all sit alike. Because you got some of them, they might have 28 zone, they might have 29 zone. One of them might have two carburetors up on the hood. One of them might have one carburetor. One might have a big block. One might have a small block. So just because they got 28 zone, don't mean they all sit alike. So that's some of the race language that's kind of killing run with the run. But today's time is here. And with it being here, what are some of the other tools, some other ways we can make races happen? I like to hear, I think the folks like to hear, what are some of the things you can do about it in cases like that? We got a good race brewing between Hillbilly and Beyond. We know that there's going to be a robbery throughout the whole year, some kind of way. Both them guys will race. You just got to find, I believe the spectator will love to see a race between them some kind of way. Hey, I'm going to go to the phones, man, push the one button. Hey, guys, chime in, see what we can do, see what you think. Is it right, not right, you like it, don't like it? Hey, we just like to hear what people got to say with that sit like me. Got anybody want to chime in on that?
Hey, I'm coming, dog. This boom. Now, over in the state of Louisiana, and I know you've listened to a couple of my shows, and if you can recall, Summer Dog, I had two guys out of Madisonville, Louisiana, that come on my show, and they had a rival, like you like very much so like these two guys here have. Now, my opinion on the lock-in, which I heard a guy speak up on it, over here in the state of Louisiana, you could talk about that lock-in, you could talk to that dude about that racing, but until that money is in hand, they're just talking. Now, these guys wasn't talking because I drove from Marrero, Louisiana, to Madisonville, Louisiana, and I picked up their lock-in money. Well, they gave me gas money to come, but I went and I picked up that locked-up money. Now, that's official. Now, they can get there and talk about this and that. Somebody's going to get park-out money come March tonight at 4 o'clock. 401, somebody getting paid. Now, I don't know what kind of lock-in these guys were talking about, how much money was. But over here in the state of Louisiana, if you locked up with somebody over here and that money's in hand, somebody's going to get paid. Otherwise, they're just talking. And that's what we're rocking over here. But, I mean,
well, I think that's a good thing. A lot of people, you know, you got people that like it, you got people that don't like it, but then you got situations like what just happened tonight, when a person thinks they got a lock up but no money was put up, then, you know, all you got is he say, she say, and then in the end, there's no race. Okay, yeah,
you got
I'm like this. I'm going to believe it like this. You know, I kind of like the fact that, hey, lock something up, you know, because the guy comes to the races, at least he got gas money out of the deal. You know, if you don't have to lock up a whole lot of money in some cases, but guys generally set price when the guys are serious and they really want to lock up, those guys generally set they punk that money a beat. In cases like this, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it again. In grudge racing, the way things coming now with these stipulations, hey, guys have to find a reliable DP man and try to come to some kind of agreement, because guys will back out on you some kind of way. A guy might come and y'all got an agreement. You might make a shakedown. He don't like what he saw. You'll find a way to get out the race. So, you know, I just think it's a good thing to come up with some kind of lock-in agreement and make sure you're locking in with a reliable source. In that case, put a little money up when the guys come to the gate. I'm a believer thinking that one of the best ways to do it, once we come to the gate, whoever we say our DP man is, we go give our money to that DP man. In some cases, I done held lock-in money, and guys mail me the money. And I make sure that I got it written down, and I let the guys know. And when we get to the gate, they know it's a done deal. When that race don't take place, it ain't no ands, ifs, questions about it. Hey, if it happened, it happened. If it don't happen, the person that couldn't make the call got the money. I just think that's a easier way to keep some of the conflict down when it comes to these races. So guys need to understand and try to find a BP man, a reliable person. And just like you heard Funky Town say, we're not bashing Kerry or nothing like that, but that's like the second person that done came up, and Kerry's name came up that, you know, not saying Kerry's not a reliable source, but maybe you might want to check with the car owner or the person that you locked up with and say, hey, is it all right for Kerry to lock this car so we can keep somebody down? But I don't want to do all the talking. Guys, push the one button. We like to hear what some of the other races and fans have to say about this topic. I'm going to go to the line.
Boy James, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on? Tell me, dog.
What up, Roy? How you doing?
I ain't nothing on that. I just want to say a few things about that lock-in race.
How did you come out? How did that come out? Not to cut you off, but how did yours come out?
Huh?
I was on the show the other night, and you had to deal with a lock-in race, and I thought you had you got your background off. Somebody mute your mic. You got background off. You please mute your mic if you're not talking. Yeah, Roy, since we're on here, this is coming up. I know that you have one. How did your situation come out on your lock-in, and did you get it worked out, or what's down with that?
No, I didn't get it worked out. Nobody sent me no money. I had two lock-in races, and, you know, one thing I want to say, you can't let friends, you know, just because you know a guy real, you trust a guy when he says, well, I give you, you know, the money, you know, when you get there, because it cost me $500 to pay a guy that had a lock-in race with one of the guys on the East Coast, and I had one locked in too, and they ain't sent me no money yet. And so, you know, because they were big names, you know, you think it's good, but you can't, on lock-in race, you got to make sure you had that money. Because I had to end up paying Matt Jones $500 for a guy that didn't show up, and it was a locked-in race. And I know Matt, he had drove way down from Dallas, and so I just went on and paid him the Parkeye money.
Well, Roy, it seemed like you did the right thing, but in this case with you, it's like this. I think the grudge world we to know, we can't be biased towards people because we think they big names or whatever. What's right is right. Yeah, I believe in trying to stay down the middle, whether everybody agree with it or not. But in this case, you from down here, if you did it with somebody out east and it didn't happen, hey, we got to stick together, man. Who is there anything that I can do to help you? Would you like to get anybody on the phone, talk about the lock-in race that you locked in and you haven't got paid your money yet, and your race is over a week away, going on 2 weeks, and you hadn't received your money? I like to be fair for us Texas guys. I don't want to be taken advantage by the East Coast guys.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want Texas to do? Can we try to get some answers? Do you want to call somebody? Do you want to talk to somebody? We need to let it be known. You know, you just can't do Texas any kind of way, because we're going to put you on blast just as well. If we was out there, they would put us on blast. Is there anything you would like me to do?
No, I'm going to just let it go, Tracy, because, you know, I ain't, you know, I'm not the type of guy that, you know, they know, you know, who they are. I ain't got the blasting name on the phone, but they knew they are. You know, they had the race locked in. They called me. They said they was coming, and at the last minute, neither car showed up. And so, but I just like to, you know, because I know, you know, as a big-time racer guy, so you trust them, you know, but you can't let them, you know, when you got a lock-in race and stuff, and because there's money coming out your pocket as a promoter. Because I had to, like I said, I had to pay Matt Jones for coming from Dallas because he wanted to race, and it was a locked-in race. And I ain't got, you know, I ain't ended up paying the $500 punk out money. But
so
I'm trying to say the other guys that, you know, lock-in money, you know, you got to make sure you had that money in your hand. Because, anybody can say, you know, you have a lock-in and they don't show up and stuff, and it'd be a big confusion. And it, like I said, it cost me money, you know, trying to put on, you know, although I tried to put on a good race and it didn't happen, and plus I got to put up with the other stuff that, you know, the guys come and race and they don't show up, and the guy that do come, you know, he ready to race, and he said, well, the guy is, you know, so I can't let this guy, you know, come way down here and don't give him the puck because I'm the one giving the race. So I just, you know, that's all I want to say. You know, I don't want to put nobody's name, you know, but they know who they are, so that's the way it goes.
Hey, Roy, you're a generous man. I'm going to tell you like this, in this Gruitt game, sometimes it's dog eat dog, man, because I done been in situations like that. But one thing about me, I can be vocal. I'm going to speak about it, whether it's right or wrong. So I went through the same situation. We had a way of working it out. But, hey, I'm going to put it out there. I'm not going to let, especially, I'm going to say this, especially when we dealing with, you know, going east and doing things with people on the East Coast, it's all fun, it's all game. But I'm like this. I'm not going to let them take advantage of me. If they think that they're getting over on me, I'm going to put their ass on blast, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to try to work it out some kind of way. Because I see what you're saying, Roy, and we're going to do it the way you want to do it because it was your deal.
Yeah.
You paid somebody else punk out money, and you want to leave it at that. But I'm just going to say it just for the good world and for us guys out here in Texas, how we do things and deal with people across these states. Man, we can't let people can't come think that they can just pull anything on us. We have to stand up. I'm not going to protect somebody who I think cost me money. I'm going to put their ass out there because it is what it is. And we ain't nothing weak about us over here. I'm not saying nothing's weak about you, but if that was the case, and a guy promised it to me, and that was the deal, and it cost me money, hey, I don't give a damn what name he is, how big he is. You owe. If not, I'm going to let the girls world know. Look, you think this guy this way, but he's this way, but that's your deal. This is me. That's you. But you taking this as a learning experience, and what Roy's saying is a very true deal, man. People would do stuff like that. So, hey, you got to take your ass off the Roy for being that way. If that's what you want to be, you have to respect that, and we're going to go on. But people, pay attention to what you're doing because, hey, if the shoe was on the other foot, I promise you, the folks would have got your money. We're going to go to the line and see who else got something to say.
Treeman, your mic is open.
Hey, Trace, what's going on?
What up, Tree?
Hey, man, on that topic you got going, the lock up money and all this and another. I'll put it like this here, man. Everybody ain't got no class. A whole lot of people put up money they can't afford to lose. Now, on the average, when I put up fuck out money, that's what it is. It's fuck out money. It don't mean shit to me. Either I'm going to pay somebody gas or they going to pay my gas. Or that's just guaranteed that, hey, I'm getting my gas money if I come down there. You know what I'm saying? Now, you done seen 3-4 times. I ain't going to be able to break a goddamn rock on. I'm going to pay the fuck out money, load them camera, my black ass at all. But also on the same token, it's a few people out there, but you got to know who the fuck got the nuts. I mean, a lot of these dudes with these race cars, a lot of these dudes sponsoring these shows, hey, walk around with BB nuts. You got to have some good little balls. Hey, back in the day, I used to let Rambo hold my money. Back in the day, I let Joe Golan hold my money. I mean, to where I learned my lesson 30 years ago. 30 years ago, we had a race locked up on a street race, you know, which I was scared to run the car, and I'll tell you the car was. Back in the day, it was a video vibration car. The car gave me 3 moves. You know what I'm saying? Back there on Spikewood. We hogged and messed around 3 o'clock in the morning. We finally got the race going. The goddamn, I left, went through the quarter, the goddamn car left and fell dead. I turned around, you know, where the money, say, man, they down there loading the car, and left. That was 30 years ago. I ain't never raced no race like that no more. I mean, somebody with some nuts gonna hold my money. Simple as that. I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, hey, some people go for it, some people don't. Also, I'm gonna make mention of another race. From back in baseball, back in the day.
Roy, mute your mic.
I was running the kid in Baytown, and what it was, I de-staged. I knew I was on red light because I de-staged. The kid tried to steal me, but two red lights came on. So that was the biggest argument. I mean, I forgot. I don't know what happened if the money went back, but you know, all of the street, the street rules came in, the chases, races, and all, which I beat him to 8 miles. But, like I said, like I told him, when he came in my face, like I told him, hey, only thing he had to do was sit there, he got paid, because I was these days, I was on red light, unless I left late. He tried to steal, and he red light, he cut on 2 red lights. You see what I'm saying? That was our first time ever seeing that. It was new to us, but, hey, red light don't pay, so he had a red light, I had a red light. We had to get our money back, but everybody felt like I owe him or he owed me or this, that, and other. But, hey, you learn your lesson, you learn your mistakes, man. I mean, like I said, I learned mine 30 years ago, man. Hey, I'm going to put my money in somebody's hand with some nuts. I'll tell two people that I can think of right now that I would trust to hold their own money. That's Big Dion. He can hold his own money. Birdman, he can hold his own money. But them guys were class. Little old chump change racist, but don't mean none of them. You see what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say about it, man. Leave my mic.
Yeah, you're right, man. You know, we gotta watch this stuff, man. So it's gonna be lessons learned. But we gotta try to make it bob. And the most important thing that I can keep saying to people, if you go, like Roy said, if you go and lock in just because you're locking in with a person that you think is credible, you know, or they might have a big name behind them, that don't always be the case, you know. But if you know you're dealing with some of these people you might can trust, and some of these people you trust and you turn around and get burnt. You know, once they burn you one time, I'm quite sure that ought to be a lesson. I won't do it with that guy no more. But, hey, man, in case like that, it's a sad thing, but it do happen. And, you know, sometimes things get out of hand. But we're going to go to the line and see if anybody else got a comment. Want to comment about that? Hey, what's the race type of language? What happened to shit like me? So, hey, Sharon.
Oh, did you unplug that phone?
No.
AD, your mic
somebody
is open.
Mute your mic. Somebody's talking. I hear back. No, you can mute the mic.
AD, Aaron, your mic is open.
My mic was open.
Aaron, you've got your hand up. Your mic is open.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, y'all, man? That was an accident. I wasn't even trying to do that. I was just trying to listen to see what was going on in the grudge world.
Just put some hand button and take your hand back out.
All right, y'all. Continue on. I'll jump back.
Tracy, did we lose you?
No, I'm here. I just called. I had to take calls from people trying to get in the show, and the show's full. I'm just trying to tell them to keep calling. They probably can get in. Okay, with the next hand up, I did see another hand there. We got another hand up. Anybody want to talk about that?
979-9695. Twin, your mic is open. 979-9695. Your mic is open.
Twin might not know it. He might have kicked him in the crew. He might not know it. His mic is open.
Lorenzo, your mic is open. 214-7201. Lorenzo, your mic is open.
How's it going, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, Lorenzo? How you doing, man?
All right. I just wanted to give comment on some of the guys. I mean, I grudge race also. And one thing about me, when I lock in with a person, I lock in with the owner of the car. I'm not going to go with somebody in this crew because they cause a lot of confusion, because a crew member would say, yeah, we'll run you, and then come down to the day of the race, and the owner of the car not prepared, don't even know anything about the race. And there you go with the confusion. So I tell in a grudge race, I feel it's best to talk with the owner of the car and get the lock-in official with them. That way, you know, it's no backing down or whatever when it comes to that day unless they're going to pay the punk out.
Hey, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. You know, like I say, we're going to have some cases. And you just heard of one good one that happened at Roy's Brady.
I see it all the time. I mean, you can sit on the starting line a lot of times. You know, I say it all the time. A man could be standing here, his car go down the track, or one of his boys is sitting there. Oh, we'll run, y'all. We'll do this or we'll do that. Bet. Lock in. Bet. And then they don't lock in the race, and the man who went down the track don't know nothing about the race. He come back around, we locked in to run him, and now we ain't doing that, and there goes the argument. So I feel, you know, I tell anyone, you know, just my opinion, but you say, yeah, lock in, talk with your driver or talk with the owner, then lock in. That way you have all the confusion out the way, and I'll cut down on a lot of, like I say, you know, the commotion.
I agree with you. What do you think about that? What do you think about that sit like me deal? How about the sit like me? What is your take on the sit like me deal?
Well, the thing about the sit like me, it's hard to do because no one builds two cars the same. And you never know what size, you know, cubic inch motor either car has. So you take a smaller cubic inch motor and I run a large cubic inch motor at any time. Or you could take a small tar car and whip a big tar car these days. So it's just a matter of owners coming up to what they think of having a better game plan if I talk to another racer. That's the way I see that. Because you can't come to some conclusion if it's not just giving a move or, you know, just like old boy Houston said with the Mustang, leave your balls on, let me move, or give me the back tires.
I agree, man. I believe if any two cars can race, if the person want to race, and you going at a person bad enough, then y'all agreement is just on wheelie balls and non-wheelie balls, and y'all really want to race, you know, hey. Sometimes the best get up kind of, a guy got his car rear running real good with no balls. Another guy got his running real good with balls. If I think I can whoop him, hey, people going to try to get away with what they can get away with. You can't knock them for trying to see if you can get a man out of his element. Hey, we got a lot of trickery in this drug game, believe it or not. Man, guys trying to get the edge. But in the case when it's that close, sometimes if you can't get a guy to buzz, hey, you might have to slip the pot down a little bit and try to make action and try to make a race. So sometimes you got to take a gamble. It's just a good topic, man, to sit like me. It's going to be one that ain't never going to go away because guys are always going to come up with a certain stipulation, and sometimes those stipulations stop good races. So we have to find a way to try to make it happen one way or the other.
Another thing, like I said, a lot of guys not really cut out for the grudge racing. They can't stand the pressure. And that's one thing about being a grudge racer. You got to be able to stand the pressure because it's not going to always be easy. It's not going to always be hard. But when it comes your time, you got to be able to stand the bullet. I mean, you got to stand up there because the key to it is getting another man's head. If you can get in his hand and crack his nerves, oh, you got to race one. Because I've seen plenty of times when we had a faster car, the man just get up to get nervous, red light the money off.
I haven't seen that happen too, man. That's one thing about it with this grudge racing. A lot of times, man, you know, and I think pride sometimes stops a lot of races. I believe sometimes guys
Lorenzo,
just
Tracy, just a moment. Lorenzo, you've got some background noise. Can you?
Okay, TV. Let me mute that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think like I said. I think pride sometimes stops a lot of these races, man. And some guys just hate to lose. We all hate to lose, but it's called grudge racing. And, you know, any grudge racer, he's not going to win all his races. So, you know, sometimes we're going to have to take a gamble. And you know, hey, I'm going to say it again. Sometimes we have to take a gamble or left a pot than what we used to run it for just to make some action. Because, you know, pride and some of these guys over here don't have no heart. Some of these guys just flat-ass skate. So, with that being said, man, you know, I want somebody else to give their take on it. Somebody else want to lock in a race or an upcoming race. Come on, talk about it. Push the one button and let the folks hear what you got to say. I mean, there's a lot of bull show here tonight. A lot of people on here, and I'm quite sure there's a lot of people have a lot of good ideas and can bring some knowledge to the grudge game. And, hey, man, we like to hear about it. So push the one button and tell me your take on it. What we got?
Okay, Lorenzo, what? Do us a favor, press the one button and take your hand down, and then when you're ready to talk, press the one button and bring your hand back in. We're echoing, and you're the only mic open right now.
Lorenzo, you buy a computer?
No, I'm not buying a computer.
Okay, yeah, a little echo going on.
Yeah, so we've got an echo going. So just either mute your phone or press the one button and take your hand down.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
While I've got this moment, I want to do take this time now to talk about the 2013 Grudge calendar. We have a 2013 Grudge calendar we're going to be coming out with. You can go to TonicDogDragRacing.com and look at it. It's got a lot of races in it from Texas clean on to the East Coast, from different races that went on throughout the year. It's pretty nice calendar, man. If you got a Grudge event going on, we do have you on the schedule for the Grudge events that's going on, so people know all the Grudge events that's going on throughout the country. So, hey, take a look at it. You might see yourself on some of the photos. Hey, you can purchase it to PayPal on AtomicDogDragRacing.com and just, you know, hey, be a part of it, man. Get your calendar. Look at the events. See which ones you want to go to. But, man, let's get back to what happened to Run With Your Brum. That's, I hear that a lot. I go to a lot of shows, and I hear guys talk about that. Where have it gone? What do we do about it? We got a lot of races out here to do a lot of racing, got a lot of cars that bring a lot of action. We have a lot of cars that show up event after event after event and don't race. Hey, how can we get these guys involved? How can we make more action? Hey, guys, we're looking for suggestions. We're looking for solutions. Hey, everybody's input is important. Push the one button, man. We'd like to hear what you got to say. How can we bring action? If somebody out there got a race, I know a couple of guys that call me. They want to lock in with some people with some upcoming events. Hey, push the one button. Talk about the people you might want to bring action with. Let me know what's stopping the race, what's going down. Everybody want to be quiet, and people don't want to talk about the upcoming event or race.
You've
they got
a hand up. You've got a hand up. You want me to go?
Go ahead.
Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tony? Now,
what up, Tony?
I've been listening to stuff about locked-in races. The owner of the car probably needs to lock in a race. But the owner of the car also ought to keep his pit crew behaving, too. I mean, if they got a pit crew, they should be able to control their own pit crew or back up their pit crew's mouth, one or two. There's people out there who knows who to lock in with, who not to lock in with, who to trust and who not to trust. And that's my two cents.
Okay, let me ask you this. Have you been in this situation with locked-in races where you locked in with some guys and guys didn't want to pay or guys say you know, for some reason they try to weasel out of it after locking in or whatever? Have you been in a situation like that?
I've never been in a situation like that. If I locked in a race or raced somebody, I've always either paid or got paid. I never had a situation like that myself. I mean, you know, that's what's wrong with grudge racing nowadays is, you know, a lot of people running their mouths, hyping up a bunch of shit. And now they're saying that, you know, our lock-in money's too high. Well, you got to lock in that money up for high enough to make them either race or shut up. I mean, it's just like, you know, somebody saying your car's got to set like my car. Hey, if I come over and ask you if you want to race, all you got to do is tell me no. You know, if you come over and ask me if I want to race, I'm not going to tell you to take your wheelie bars off or go buy you some tires or change the color of your car. I'm going to tell you yes or no. That's just me.
That's right, man. I mean, a lot of guys use that, but, you know, that's a good thing. Two guys can find a way to race if they really want to race. Sometimes you got to give a little, take a little. Sometimes you're trying to get too much of the advantage. You know, sometimes you gotta make something happen. So it's a good thing. Hopefully, you know, guys are listening. Hopefully we can do something about this. Hopefully we can make races, and hopefully guys take some chances. So it's 2013, young season. Tony, you got a race coming up. You want to tell folks about your race a little bit?
Yeah, we got a race coming up March 16th at the North Star Dragway out here in Denton, Texas. It's looking real good. We've got a bunch of locked-in races. Looking for a lot more. Jacko and Hans' car is looking for a lot more races this year. And actually, that's what I'm on here tonight for, looking for some races for them. It ain't got to be March 16th. We're thinking about going down to Mississippi for Fat Tuesday. We're looking for some lock-in races. We'll race any back half car. Any back half car. If it's a back half car, we want them. We want them. We want them all.
So you're on here right now trying to look for a race for March 16th, any, and you said any, and you didn't specify, you just said any.
I said any. We want to run any back half car in America this year. We're looking for races, and we're looking for races all the time. We're looking for races March 16th. We're going to go down there to Mississippi Fat Tuesday if we can get some locked-in races. I was hoping Big Clark was on here tonight because I see that, you know, he's got a race in Mississippi. I just want to see what he's going to line out for us.
Well, you, I can't get Clark on the phone if you want to holler at him about something.
Yeah, I want to holler at him. I hear about all these locked-in races he's got down there in Mississippi. Well, I want to see some of them. We're looking for some of them.
Okay, well, I got her in a private room right now, so as soon as she comes back from the private room, we see, hey, Boom, I know Boom, you're out there, Boom, get Big Clark on the show. We got Tony on here, want to holler at him. We keep bragging about how much he got going on. Tony them look like they looking for some action. So, hey, we want to try this. We want to do this year. We want to help every show that we have here in Texas. We want to try to help them have a good show, get these fans something to see, to let them know all the grudge racing just don't take place on the East Coast. Texas packed a big fist and bring a lot of action with grudge cars. So, hey, we want to make that be known. We try to put Texas all over the map, all over the East Coast and the United States with grudge racing, just like they think the granddaddy of grudge racing resides in the East Coast, and I'm here to tell you it don't. Texas packed a big fist. Okay, Tony, hang on.
We're also looking for that car called Blue Magic.
I had that guy phoned him.
He was up in Half the Hook last time we was there. Would like to, you know, catch up with him again. We'd like to catch up with Motion Race Cars anytime, any place, anywhere. Just general business principle, any back half car, we're looking for a race, and as long as you're back half, we're ready to race.
Not ducking nobody. Well, now we got some guys out here, we let them push the one button. But I think we have Blue Magic number to share and try to get Big Clark to your Boom. Tony, just hang on, we're going to see if we can get him. Until then, we're going to go to the line and see what other hand we got up if they want to talk. Just hang on, Tony.
Where's Blue Magic? Where is Blue Magic from? Is Blue Magic from Mississippi?
Blue Magic is from Virginia. Oh, man, I can't thank the guy. One of the Virginia guys usually be on here. Hey, if you're on here from Virginia, get Blue Magic on. I had his phone number in my phone. I can't think of it, but I think you do have him on that list. He's from Virginia.
I don't have a Blue Magic from Virginia. I only have a Blue Magic from Mississippi. Sorry.
Tony, the one you tell me I was in Carolina, right? The one you ran up in Carolina, right?
I always hear this, hear that about the Shadow. Yeah, well, I've invited the Shadow down here every time I've seen him. But not one time have he seemed to be able to want to come to Texas. The same offer goes to Shadow. If the Shadow comes down here to Texas, he can get all the ash dragon he wants.
So when you talk to him, what do you get? They just don't want to come, or what was the deal on that?
He always says he's too busy or he can't make it. We got over, you know, all kinds of races in Texas this year. Looks like he can make one of them, but because if we come to him, he should be able to come to us.
And, you know, I agree with you.
We even offered to pay the Shadow trip to Texas, and he still got excuses.
Well, hopefully somebody's out there that know the Shadow and get in touch with them, let them know, hey, they looking for here in Texas. Y'all done been out to the East Coast a couple of times and done seen the Shadow. It's a race. It's about time for the Shadow to head this way, come west some, and let's see what he got. Like you say, hey, they claim to be so bad. When you're the baddest, you got to move around. You just can't run up and down the East Coast. You got to venture out and come west, too. So, Sharon, we'll try to see when we get Clark on there. Until then, want to go to the next hand? Tony, just hang on.
Just because, wait a minute, just because you can't come to Texas, well, that you still ain't going to hide from us. We're going to come get you one way or the other.
I heard that. Just hang on, Tony. We'll go to the last few we got next.
Butler Boys, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on there, Tracy?
Hey, what's up, Butler? Where you at, man?
Oh, man, then just sitting back enjoying the show, man. I had a little cold after Roy James raced there last weekend, and I just wanted to clear up a few things. Me and my buddy Art, you know, we teammates on this 92 Trans Am. It's blue, white, a couple of black stripes, and I really didn't appreciate the way Miss Shotwell came on the air last Tuesday while I was up under the weather. And said that I was scared to race Vernon Shotwell. Well, let me tell you something. I never did hear her call me out on the PA system. Second of all, I was working on my car trying to get some things done. But like I said on the internet, I really think she was trying to save his ass because in the other time, she would have came up to me and said, hey, Butler Boy, this person want to race you. That person want to race you. So this is what I got to tell her and Mr. Shotwell crew. I'm ready to race any day, any time, any place, anywhere, ASAP.
Lisa, you're open.
Okay, brother boys. Let me tell you something.
How you doing,
Ms. Lady? I call you all just... Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm on the line, and I did the same thing I did to you that I did to all the rest of them. Just because they shot well car, you don't come at me that way. But let me tell you like this. You put him on the internet that you wanted to race. Somebody came to your shop this week and asked you when. You said you was just bullshitting around. Skibo came to your shop. Now, if you want to call him out, he ready to race you. First of all, it ain't no hard feeling with you, and I did come over to your car and ask you about racing. So if you're going to come on there and say something,
no,
get it right.
Baby, you did not tell me anything, Lisa. I would
have
raced. I don't give a damn if my car would have went crooked. It could have been stuck in reverse. If somebody came to my
phone and all this stuff that you're talking is incorrect,
I walked
over to your car. You was working on a car. Y'all said it was too wet to go down the track. You said the track was too damp.
Come talk to me, Miss Lisa. Come talk to me. Don't talk to my crew.
I have a problem talking to anybody you guys at that track. Do I have a problem?
I would have raced.
If you want to race, I'll sit it up with you because he's not backing down from any of y'all ass this year. You understand? He didn't back down last year. Y'all called him a show caller.
Lisa, can you get Shotwell on the phone,
No, I can't get him on the phone, but I can guarantee you this. He sent somebody over to your shop when you made that comment on the internet this week, and they came over there and he was on the phone with you and told you anytime you get ready to race, you can. So what?
I talked to Skibo already.
Yeah,
Skibo
was on the phone with Shotwell when he was over there in your shop. Hold on, Butler. Listen. Hear me out. I'm not going to argue with you about the situation. I'm not going to argue with no man out there that track about the situation. If y'all got a car that you want to run, if I call you out, if you want to run it, you run it. If you don't, say, hey, Shotwell, just like the rest of them do. Hey, Shotwell, I ain't ready. I can't do this. That's fine. I take it at that.
I
do it because I like
you. I didn't hear you.
Okay, but
so we on the phone right now about getting this race set up. That's all we need to be trying to talk about. All this riff raff stuff.
It ain't nothing to talk about. It's set up. When you want to race. Listen.
I made a full pass and I'm ready. I would have raced that man just for the thing. I didn't care. But I did not hear nobody come tell me he wanted to race me.
Okay. I'll take you as you didn't hear it. But let me just make the record clear.
I did not hear.
Okay.
But I'm telling you now, I will race him. Whenever he ready, I will race him.
And I tell you right now, whenever you get ready, you call a day on a Sunday day, and I guarantee you that orange car will be out at the track ready to race your ass.
Hey,
now,
I don't need to call.
On,
I'm already on the phone. All y'all got to tell me is when.
All you got to do is say the track is ready to run on a Sunday day.
I don't want to come to the track every Sunday and don't see nothing. I want to race whenever he said he read the race.
He said it. He said it Saturday. How about that? But you didn't hear it. But you didn't hear it. Hey, it's okay. But listen, I'm a mile that'll speak for that car. And when you get ready, he'll be ready.
Well, that's good. That's why I'm talking to you. But I'm just telling you, whenever y'all ready, or he ready, I'm ready. Just come tell me in my face or call me. Call or tell me, dog, do anything. But I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, buddy, you know,
I would have ran that man on Saturday just for the fans. I would have ran him.
Hey, I appreciate you saying it. But I apologize that you didn't hear me when I was talking and when I came over there. And the other guy said, you said that it was too wet to go down the track and it got too late. You had to make a hit and this or that. I said, okay. I left it at that. But I said what I said.
You might have been talking to my brother, baby. You weren't talking to me because I ain't going to tell nobody nothing about no track wet and all that.
Nobody in the group.
How did I hear you?
Okay,
all I'm saying is, I'm ready to race him whenever he's ready. So
okay,
I was going to get on this phone tonight and just let all the thousands of people that you said that I had a show car and I was scared, I was going to let them understand that I ain't scared of no damn body and I will race. So that's the reason why I'm calling in.
Okay, I'm glad you did. The reason why I'm calling
I'm
in, I heard it was
me and my crew.
Okay, well, I'm speaking for this crew. And the reason why I'm calling in tonight, because I heard there was a little guys that got a little bit upset, a little water up under their arms that didn't like what I said, which it wasn't anything.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with getting a little upset, long as you can bag your shit up, and that's what I'm finna do.
Hold on, brother. First of all, I didn't say you had a show car. I said they said Shotwell had a show car. Second of all, I said if it's so much of a show car.
No, baby, you said I had a show car. You said me and Horace, go back and listen to it. You say me and Horace got a show car, and that's what you say.
I said, Jay said, Shotwell had a show car. He want to show you what kind of show car he has. Let Horace or
but
Butler ride up with him.
But you also said he's not a show car coming to the track, just sitting on the trailer, not racing. And that's what you
Butler,
said. I'm coming to ask you,
everybody at the track had a show car that was sitting on the trailer. So why are you letting it get up on your sleeve like that every week, Butler?
I don't want to hold the show up. I don't want to hold the show up because I respect you for doing what you're doing, but all I'm telling you is when you get to Steve-O or whoever the rest of the crew is, we ready to race. That's all
okay.
I'm calling in to say. We ready to race.
All I'm calling
I appreciate
in to say
you
is that.
All talking to me, but we ready.
And guess what? We've been ready. So all I'm saying is you ready, we ready. It don't matter who wins or lose because all it is drag racing. That's what it's about.
All right. Well, I appreciate you talking to me, Ms. Lisa, but get that date because I'm ready.
All right. You get that date. We ready.
Hey, sound
okay,
like to me. They said two of the same thing, but ain't nobody talking about deposit. Well, you know, I think that's one of the cases I'm going to
get. We didn't
have
a lot of
anything
yet.
The
only reason why Mr. Shotwell, the way he worked is kind of, you know, his dates and things, it is not guaranteed or whatever, so I respect that. So it's hard for me to just get on here and block anything with Miss Lisa with him because, like Skibo told me the other day, he sometimes work on Mondays. He don't like to bring his car out on Sundays because he got to go to work or he might be working out of town. But if she can find out anything about locking anything, they can call me back. It don't matter. All I'm saying
okay.
is I'm ready.
You don't want to give your number out on the radio. Can I give you an odd number? Call me.
Yeah, you got my. You want my number?
Yeah.
832.
Mm-hmm.
387.
387.
9872. Skibo got it.
Okay, now I got it. But again.
All right. So
we're
all ready.
Hold on. Hold on,
brother. Y'all let
so
the first word know. Y'all get that worked out. We can put it out here. People might want to see that.
Okay.
Lisa, you got anything else, Lisa? Brother, you? If not, we're going to get another
call.
I'm good.
I mean, I'm good. Like I said, if anybody want to race me, they just need to come to my face. That's all they need to do.
Okay. Well,
I ain't
going to
never do nothing behind your back, baby.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, tell me, dog, man, you keep up the good work. I'm gonna sit back and finish listening to this old good old show. I'm gonna mute my little button on one. And if anybody come on want to talk to me, I'll hit the one button.
So, in other words, you're in the growing world right now, the Butler boy is ready to race.
the Butler boys and my friend Art Racing that teamed with me on this car is ready to race.
All right, that being said, man, there it is. So people know what you got. They know you're looking for action, you're ready to race. Hold on, man. Somebody might come push the one button, might try something. We'll see. Until then, I think we got Big Clark on the line. I think Tony Thorne wants to hit him. Let's see what Clark and Tony got to say. What's up, Clark?
What's going on, Tony Dog? What's happening? What's happening?
Man, just trying to make some sense out of nonsense, like old Pro Shop Joe said, and see what we can do for 2013. Well, I tell you what, Tony Thorne on here talking like a bear. He said, what you got down in the back half, he want to come down there. Tony, I don't have to talk
man,
with Tony.
Listen,
you can do talking.
Listen, man. Listen, every time Tony Thorne go to smoking that shit, he go to running his damn mouth. Where he at?
Man, we want to come down there and do your race, but we don't seem to have any locked-in races. What's the problem?
Well, it ain't no problem, Tony. Now, let me tell you, you know, it's a slim chance that the Nightmare be there. It just might be there, Tony. It just might be there. But, you know, we can find you some races. Now, don't let that be your excuse to bring your ass down here and get hit in the head now.
Nah, we don't need to make a pull down there and to have a show car on the trailer. We want to pull down there and lock in with a Nightmare or anybody else you got that track.
Okay, all right. Well, Tony, what car are you bringing?
Anybody else?
Yeah, which car are you bringing? The Mustang?
We're bringing the Hyde car. Not the Hyde, the Jackal.
You bring the Jackal car?
We'll bring the Jackal car.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I do, Tony. I got your number. And, I mean, now, I would know something by the end of the week if my car is ready. If my car is ready, I'd love to, you know, to run the junk car. But in the process, I'll give you a call tomorrow, and I'll let you know something. I mean, we got plenty of back-end boys going to be there.
I thought you had some races locked in with your car, and you don't know if it's going to be ready.
No. You know, we thought we had the problem fixed on my car, and it was a lot more than what we thought it was, Tony. Yeah, I tore up a lot more shit than I thought I did. But the race I had locked up with Big Drag, I'd be, you know, if I'm not ready.
Who's Big Drag?
If you're not talking, mute your mic. If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic?
Who's Big Drag? He got a back half car?
No. Big Drag has a chassis car. He was giving me the back tire out of Chicago.
Chassis car, no nitrous.
Right. But we got
plenty
of back half
car, no nitrous.
Yeah, he got a natural aspirated car. What he have? Yeah.
Is that the same Big Drag that came to Hub City about 15 years ago and I took all his money?
That's Big Drag. That's Big Drag.
Red light on my ass. I went around him. Got the same guy.
Hey, Tony, quit beating on your goddamn chest now. Hey, listen, man. We got plenty of back ass going to be there. Don't let that be no excuse. Matter of fact, Tony, I'm going to call you tomorrow. Bring your ass to the race. Don't worry about nothing else. Just get there. All right?
We weren't about something. We want to race.
We going to make sure you race. Just bring them down, Jekyll and Hyde and whatever else you got hid over there.
We're bringing Jekyll. I know we're bringing Jekyll. We may be bringing both of them, but I know we're bringing Jekyll.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna make sure that the Jekyll get a cover date. I'm praying. I got my fingers crossed that I get ready. But in case I don't, I'll make sure that somebody get a hold of that ass while he's getting out of there, all right?
That sounds good to me. You got my phone number, but you don't have a comment, but I'll be waiting.
I got a brand name I'm on today, bro. Hey, man, you know I ain't scared to dial your number.
Well, what about that Nightmare? Is it going to be ready by March 16th?
Yes, it will. Where I need to be at?
You know where you need to be at. You need to come on back down to Texas because I need to make another house payment.
Hey, Tony, you didn't make no house payment off me, now.
I made a house payment off all y'all. Had almost bought the house.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, guess what? I hope it's paid up. I got something for your ass this year, now. I ain't going to be breaking on the line, you know.
You didn't break down there in Mississippi.
Hey, Tony, you already know what happened in Mississippi. You know damn well you was beat before the race started. Don't do that.
No. I was beat, but I won.
You won the money, but you didn't win the race.
All right. But we're going to race you again in that silver Mustang.
Okay.
We're going to race you in the Jackal. We're going to race you in the Hyde. Don't run around and think you ain't got no racing. You can come down here to Texas or pick up that phone. We'll get you a race every day of the week.
All right. Well, that sounds good, Tony. I'm going to make your ass throw your phone away, I bet you, in 2013, okay?
And Birdman's still squeaking on you, too.
Man, ain't nobody worried about Birdman. He ain't raising no hell.
All right, man, Birdman. I'm going to push that one button in a minute, man. I'll be down on that.
Hold on. Hey, Tommy Dog, listen to me good. I'm 6'5", 370. I don't give a damn about no Birdman, all right?
I hear you, Carl. All right, man. Well, hang on, man. You and Tony, see what y'all can come up. We're going to go to the line and see what the other people got to say. Who we got next, Sharon?
Street Sweeper, your mic is back open. 469-9734, Street Sweeper, your mic is open.
He might not realize he pushed the one. He might have popped in. Just go to the next call.
DJ Madhouse, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Atomic Dog? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Man, just want to stop by and show you some love, and thanks for coming out last week, man. Should I say Roy James event 2 weeks ago, and it was a pleasure meeting you out there for the first time, man. And heard some people over there jumping on my girl, Lisa, and, you know, she do what she do, you know what I'm saying? And Vernon Shockwell team, they great people, you know what I'm saying? They got a beautiful car. Not from Texas, man, and, you know, just trying to get, you know, to understand this grudge thing. It's a little bit different from what I see. You know, I enjoy it, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's a little bit different from, you know, where I come from, you know what I'm saying? Most folk don't even have the balls to even call folk out like that, you dig what I'm saying? You know, like, let me give you an example. If you was running against an individual down, let's say Javier or Tree Man or whatever, and any of them needed something from you, would you say, no, I don't have it, or would you be willing to let them use a part or a tool? That's a question.
Me myself, man, I'm racer-friendly, man, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to racing, period, if I have something, the guy at the track and he needs something, man, to go down the track, hey, I'm willing to help a guy because you never know when you be in that situation and a guy might need to help you. So I'm a racer-friendly racer. I believe we're all a racing family. And,
okay.
Hey, I done been to the track, man, and that guy used stuff. And, hey, I done been to the track and had to use stuff from other guys. So that's just the way I believe you need to be. So, you know, that's the way I am.
All right. Well, now that you said that, and just say somebody was tuning in for the first time, never heard your show before, never know anything about grudge racing and this and that, and say they just looked at a YouTube video, two guys arguing with each other, you know, hollering, screaming at each other, calling each other kind of names and this and that. Wouldn't you say that gives the, an individual who don't know the racing a false negative, outlook on the event itself?
Well, it can, because just like anything else, man, if you're not used to it, you might have a negative. But if you calm enough, or some people explain to you that's just what type of event it is, you learn to get accustomed to it, because it's grudge racing. You take all of the other organized street racing done on the racetrack, and when people know that it's like that, they know that's what makes grudge racing is a lot of smack talk and swagger. That's just what makes it exciting when guys do their talking and go at it and they go to the line and line up and bet their money and go down there and the wind light come on, the fans go wild. That's mm-hmm. just what makes it what it is today.
Okay.
Like I'm saying, it ain't for everybody, for
mm-hmm.
the ones who not used to it, first time
okay.
or second time, they might not like it, but I trust me. Uh-huh. If they come and learn that, hey, it's not as violent as it sounds, it's entertainment.
Oh, no doubt about it.
There's a lot of entertainment. You just have to be around it and understand it enough to enjoy it. Look at all the people that come to these grudge shows.
Okay.
They keep coming back.
Yeah.
They know what's going to go on. They know that smack talk is a part of the game, but
mm-hmm.
that's what makes grudge racing what it is. The
but
smack
you know what?
Talk, the swagger, and trying to go at each other for the money.
But you know what, though, Tomek? You know, when I'm in the stands with the audience, you know, with the crowd, just listening to people talking. Ain't nobody, you know, paying attention to me. They, you know what I mean, see the camera come on or whatever. But most of the time, they just freely, you know, speaking their mind and this and that. And I'm listening to people, you know, because that's what I do. You know, I say, I don't have a problem sticking a camera in your face. You say, hey, don't get that camera in my face, I'll walk away from you. It's real simple. I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful to anybody, but what do you say or how do you address this issue? So let's say a lot of people bring their kids out there. Most people don't want to hear a grown adult cussing another grown adult out, calling them all kind of B's and H's and this and that with the little ones there. Now, I know some people say, well, you know what, keep your kids at home. But that's how most of these young drivers, or should I say young kids, get involved in racing because their parents bring them around. Can you address that?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. It can be twofold. For people who just going out for entertainment that might saw a fly or know some friends race, they might not quite understand it.
Okay.
But for a lot of these people who family may have grew up in racing, in grudge racing,
mm-hmm.
they know. Now, before they ever leave home, the parent is responsible for the kid.
That's true.
They know at a grudge event a lot of things that take place. Now,
okay.
sometimes when it's going on like that,
uh-huh.
parent needs to remove his kid away from that crowd because those guys are over there talking wild and they're using language you might not want your kid to hear. They just
mm-hmm.
want to see a good race.
Okay.
The parent is responsible for that kid. A lot of these grudge races, sometimes they get caught up in the hype and they don't notice the children around.
Okay.
And some do when they notice kids around. I have heard some grudge races say, hey, watch that kid and kid over there. Excuse me. They would
mm-hmm.
they would do that. But ultimately, the parents, the grown-ups, are responsible for the kids when they bring them to the grudge event. And most grudge events, the parents that come to a grudge race, I would have to say the majority of them know what type of event they're going to.
That's true. But, you know, from one radio announcer, or should I say personnel like yourself and myself, wouldn't you agree that professionalism goes a long way? Like let me give you an example. So I heard somebody call out Lisa, or heard somebody call out Birdman and this and that. And a lot of people talk, a lot of smack talk about Birdman, but I think he proved a lot in the couple left two weeks that just passed. He proved a lot, whether Tree Man balked at the line, whether it's converted one out, or whatever it was, a win is a win. And at the end of the day, while we out there making money, entertaining people, just having a good time or just being who we are in this industry, professionalism goes a long way. And I agree with you, man. Most people do know and understand that in these grudge events, because I've had some friends down here that educated me, like Elvis Collins with Amsoil. He tells me a lot of stuff about grudge racing and this and that and how you can't take certain things personal. Believe me, I don't. But at the end of the day, when I'm sitting in the audience while y'all in the back getting ready and, you know, getting your money ready, beating somebody or losing against somebody, I'm listening to the crowd. And people are saying that's not the place for racing because the majority, I take that back, recant that majority word. There's a lot of racers come down there with some really pretty cars, nice trailers, elevators on them and everything, and won't even pull that thing off the trailer. Can you address that?
Well, you know, that's something that each and every individual got to own. You know, I've got to answer. I can't answer the question of why guys come and some guys don't pull their cars off the trailer. Hey, you have to take that up with the individual who you see doing that if that's the question you want to answer. I don't have an answer for that, man. It happens.
at a lot of races. Sometimes, you know, we don't know what the issue is. The guy could have some problems that he didn't think he had before he came to the track. You never know. So that's a tough one. I don't have an answer to that. But, boys, the kids, I understand what you're saying, but that's just like going to a movie. You got kids. You go to a movie. You know how that movie is rated before you go. And grudge racing is not new. It's been around a long time, and people go, they still know what to expect. If you look around, you don't see a lot of the, I'm going to say this. If you look at the crowd that's at a grudge race,
okay,
and then you look at the crowd that's at a bracket race,
okay,
those are two different crowds.
Okay.
The bracket racers know what they're going to be entertained with. They know ahead of time. They don't have to get a lot of spectators a lot, but the crowd that's there, they know what the atmosphere is. You look at the grudge race crowd, another element. They know what's going on at that event. So the majority of the people, I'm going to have to say again, the majority of the people that come to grudge races, they know ahead of time what kind of event it is.
Well, Mr. Atomic Doll, I mean, I kind of knew you were going to answer those questions the way you did because you're pretty savvy at what you do. I mean, it was like I said, it was a pleasure meeting you, man. I want to thank you for letting me come to your show to address these issues. But on the end of this note, before I get out of here, I want to say again, thank you for letting me come over. But before I get out of here, I got the honors and a chance to see ProMod do his thing. And between ProMod, bracket racing, index racing, and grudge racing, I feel this is just a madhouse thing. This ain't, you know, this is just my house. I feel that ProMod shows a little bit more professionalism and professional standards. Like, let me give you an example. When a guy gets out the wet box, he got 500 people in his lane. They ain't even a part of his team. You understand? And I know it's a control factor, you know, the people at the track should have control over that and this and that. And for the most part, they do. You understand what I'm saying? But for folk who haven't got a chance to get into the industry, like you, I mean, I'm sure you've been in the industry for more than 20 years. You know, I can just tell by the way you talk. I can tell by the way you talk. Listening to a few of my friends, you know, here in Houston, Texas, listening to Lisa Shockwell, you know, just listening to people, you know, because listening is a fundamental thing. You can learn a lot. You know, it takes a lot to put on an event like that. But again, professionalism goes a long way. And folk, it's easy to point the finger and quick to say, well, you're not professional. Don't get me wrong. I curse a lot, too, man. And I try my best not to do that behind the camera because I want to set myself aside from most people. You understand? You got a lot of folk out there with cameras, and they doing their thing, and they putting their video out there, and they doing, you know, doing it, what they do with it. And, you know, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, better than anyone because, hey, I believe just like everybody else, I have flaws, and you know, I talk a bunch of crap when I shouldn't say anything. You know, but at the end of the day, professionalism goes a long way. And again, Tom McDowell, it was an honor meeting you last 2 weeks ago. And keep on doing what you're doing, brother, because you got a great show. We talked about it before. You got a great show. You got an abundance of people who follow you. And, you know, again, you know, it's just a pleasure being here, brother. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it, man. Keep doing what you do. That's DJ Madhouse. These guys will be putting up videos. So for some of you guys who go on YouTube, DJ Madhouse, that's him. Hey, man, nice you stopping by, man. Chime in anytime. Appreciate having you.
Yes, sir.
In, man. Just hang on. We're going to go to your line and see what the next caller.
Thank you again, man. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sharon, who we got?
Peter Shaker, your mic is open.
How you doing, Tommy Dog, man?
What's going on,
Peter Shaker, bro? I'm good, bro. I'm good, man. Man, you got a beautiful show as usual, man. But what the hell is going on, man? If somebody wants some old, nice, beautiful talking going on, they need to watch the Oprah show or something, brother. This is grudge racing, you understand? You can't change the history of the game. You know, you want to get out on sentimental and sit down and cross your legs and have your nice little sugar wine, you go ahead, partner. We're holding up the fault answer. So you don't want to get the win out left there. You need to close your ears and go find you another track. Because I'm going to say what I got to say. You don't like it? Oh, yeah. But let me get back to what I was saying. Now, I did have a problem one time, you understand me, Tommy Dog. This dude sit up here and got everything situated, you know, he bumping and we talking about racing, and all of a sudden, he makes his pass. Well, then
with before he gets back, his little imps run around bumping the butt, locking the race. So I said, okay, bet that. They call him a name and everything. I answer, of course. And then there it is. He locks the race. Well, he does. This man pulls back around, gets in the line. All of a sudden, he goes back and up crawdad. How about I'm not doing that? Well, I got a problem with that, Tommy Dog. I mean, but why you let your imps do all the bumping when they really don't have no project even talking about anything, you understand me? And the person, really, I'm not going to call no name, Tommy Dog, because I think I heard the man feeling last time I was on the line, you understand me? I heard through the grapevine, he all in McDonald's, about to eat himself to death and shit. You know, I got a problem with that, you understand me? He's sitting around, he had a $40 hamburger in his lap. You know what? I can't do nobody like that, so I ain't going to call no names no more, you know, you understand me? But Tommy Dog, please address that situation.
Hey, man, it's hard to address a situation like that when I'm not there, but the guy you're talking about, man, he's probably on the phone listening. You say you wasn't going to call no name, but you said where the guy was. So if that guy was the person that was at the McDonald's, he definitely knew you're talking about him. So if he's on here and he's listening, push the one button and address Hater Shaker, man. Hater Shaker, hang around. I'm going to see if that guy push the one. Until then, man, I think I got a... Glass Man Chad out there, so we're going to see what Glass Man got to say. But don't go away, Hater Shaker. That guy might push the one button out himself.
All right.
Tree Man, your mic is back open.
You can always
up
anyway.
Yeah. Hey. Jason, is Birdman
online? Birdman or Finney? I don't know. The choke got crowded pretty early. I don't see their hand right now. I don't know if they're out there. They are. They can push the one, but they might be on the internet. So, just so. What you got for them? We might can get them. We like to talk. What you got? You got something for
them? Yeah, I'm
waiting for them.
I know Birdman got a people. Birdman got a lot of targets he's going after, and I ain't going to try to get in his way. And on average, you know what I'm saying? If when he wanted to. Redo that race. I mean, pretty much I want to keep it right here for the home crowd, you know what I'm saying, just some entertainment. Like I said, if he got somebody to jump high or whatever, going to be at the track, I ain't going to get in his way, but just seeing if he wanted to try to schedule any time soon to one of these races to come to Houston to redo that race here. I mean, just for a crowd, please.
Okay, we're going to see going to Birdman out there, Penny out there, push the one button. If not, Sharon, try to get him online. But before we go, I think Glass ain't got something to say. But Sharon, see if you can get Glass, somebody from the Birdman crew on. If you're out there, push the one button.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, is Big Dion still on the line?
Big Dion?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Dion, your mic is open.
Go ahead, Dion.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Dion.
Yeah.
I tell you what we're going to do. I think I'll take that race. I'll give you the back tires. With you on through 28, no bars. I think I'll do that race. Huh?
You going to do it Friday?
I am not. I will not take my car out there on a Friday night ever again. I wrecked my car due to the street cars dropping the water on the track on a Friday night. So I will never take my car out there Friday. Here, right now, what's that? Are you there?
Go ahead.
Yep, listen, okay.
I'm getting my header still right now. Northside chassis. Now they might be done. Next weekend, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, they might be done. So I don't want to lock it in then. I tell you what, let's go ahead and lock it in the first Sunday after the Georgia race in February, that the track is open at HMP.
Man, listen,
Glass
Man, you know me perfectly.
What's that?
We ain't got to ready to open all this. All you have to do, you ain't got to give me nothing because I don't need that. I don't ask for nothing. You take them balls out at 28.
I'll tell you what, okay? That's fine. Now, give me, you know, I'm just trying to give you your race as soon as possible. You see what I'm saying? Because I have not tested with no bars. But I'll tell you what I can do.
Whenever you get ready, just let me know. We ain't talking about this on the radio.
I'll tell you what. The next outing, I'm going to pull the cars off with some food trick 28s on it. And if I can get it to where it don't stand up, you got that race.
All right, we'll talk about that thing. We got to talk about it no more. But y'all got Timmy's car with no balls on running. We can do that Friday. But y'all say y'all didn't want to do it.
I'm not speaking with Timmy's car, but if I do, the day I do call you out on 328s with no bars, you will run me, right?
You know that. You know that for any amount of money.
Okay.
You know that.
That's not a problem. All right. Well, like I said, I can't speak for Timmy's car. Timmy's got one kid on his car, man. Come on. You know?
Yeah, but... Okay, they make moves just like you said with me with balls and all that. As long as you got a small block and they put some 28s, the sky's the limit. We ain't got to talk about it no more. Kids make the track, and we can sit in the car and get it killed.
Okay. All right, man. That's what I like to hear.
Okay, then we'll go on with that. Then, hey, we're going to leave the internet for internet viewers. Hey, we got about 4 minutes. We'll be going off the internet. The ones are on. We'll hang on a little bit longer. Hey, we're going to go to the line and see some of the next call. If somebody want to lock up a race or want to bring some action, got something they want to talk about, hey, Sharon, who we got?
Okay, we've got some background noise, guys. So if you're not talking, do us a favor and put your phone on mute. And I tried to get Birdman, but Birdman's at a concert right now, and he's got too much background noise to come on.
Okay, you couldn't get Finney either?
I tried to get Finney, couldn't get Finney, tried to get Birdman, and Birdman, like I said, is at a concert.
Okay, we'll get back with it later. Got another hand?
No, you don't.
Okay, guys, we got a lot of people on here, a lot of important things come out. Hey, the Shaker, I know you were trying to get a hold of somebody, but they didn't hit that button, so I guess you're going to have to wait on that answer. The guys, you know, probably don't want to talk about it. He didn't push one if he's on here, so until then, man. Go ahead.
Jason, I don't have a problem with the man. All I'm saying is I want to run the man, you understand me? I want to boogie with the man, you know. But I just get tired of all this behind the closed doors throwing a rock high in your head. That's all I'm saying. You get on in, you get to running off, and then you get out there in the neighborhood, you get to writing stuff all in the restrooms and going on. Come on out and bump like a grown man, you know what I'm saying? Grab the cross of your pants and step to a man like a man's supposed to. That's all I'm saying. You know, quit all that throwing a rock high in your head, you know? This grown man acts around here, you know what I'm saying? And for that caller coming out here thinking he on the Oprah show, he got a little thing coming, but I'm done with that.
Hey, nigga, you rough, hey, nigga. I ain't mad at the last time I talked to you. Yeah, your car was there. You got it back up and going right now?
Yes, sir. She barking. I'm looking for her right now. You know what I'm saying? I got a special spot for her. You know what I'm saying? She sits right up here by the living room. You know what I'm saying? Look at her. The cute set. Oh, yeah, how pretty girl they stuck up. She goes. That's her.
All right. So, hey, I talked to that guy. The guy said, yeah, he's going to bring action with you. So, it's early season, man. A lot of races coming up. So, hey, he said he's going to bring some action with you. You don't want to do a whole lot of talking. He said he's definitely going to make some action with you. Just trying to get his old car worked out. Okay. Okay, Sarah, you got another call?
832-7733. Your mic is open.
Hey, y'all. How's everybody doing?
Doing all right. Who we got?
This is Finney, Birdman.
What's up, Birdman? We have somebody ask a question for you. Tree Man, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Tree Man?
I ain't a whole lot, man. I was just, I know y'all got a lot of targets coming up, you know what I'm saying, for us running the back half cars, this, that, and other. And I ain't trying to get y'all away, but I mean, if we got any, racing, I mean, any, event coming up in Houston that y'all want to redo that race, what I'm saying is, like, if y'all got one or two cars, I ain't going to get in y'all away, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I'd like to do that as a crowd pleaser, you know what I'm saying? Keep it here at the house. Just seeing what y'all schedule like on that or whatever.
And the only thing we got scheduled is we're doing a freshen up on the motor right now, and we're going to make a few changes, and then our next race is March 16th in Dallas. We're running – we got two races locked in up there, Hyde and Peanut. But you're saying you want to run – You want to run the same race we ran again, maybe before then?
I mean, I'm not talking about next week or week out. I'm talking about when y'all going to be, like we can do something at the home track if we got a home race. You know what I'm saying?
What's next race?
Well, next home race after the 15th will be April the 6th. I heard you say you like to do something at the crowd freezer, so he's saying he's going to be racing in Dallas in March. Three men are saying you want to do it at a home track, so March 15th, a couple weeks after that, 3 weeks after that, we got all roads in Texas right there at HMP. If you make a good crowd freezer.
Yeah, I mean if that's cool with y'all and it ain't getting in y'all way or nothing, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's cool. If you're talking about April, that ain't nothing. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We'll do that. Same race.
All right, then.
You say same race, T-Man? Back tires and y'all get lane choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that. That ain't a problem.
Can I write that down as official? Can I write that down as official, or we'll have to see? Can I write that down? I like to keep track of what we do. Can I write that down? Three-man and Birdman rematch, April 6th, HMP?
You got it. Write it down. Okay. Gary gave me permission to do whatever, so it's official.
Birdman get the back ties and Birdman get lane choice. Is that what you're saying?
No, I get lane choice.
Tree-man get lane choice.
Lane choice. He give it at the back side, that's right.
Yeah. That'll work, man. Cool. Thanks for racing us.
Okay, y'all lock was the same thing that y'all had, right?
I mean, we were just running for a little cheeseburger money. I mean, like I said, ain't no problem between me and Birdman on money. You know what
I got you. Ain't no problem. So it's a lock deal.
We ain't got to lock no money. We're going to bet what they want to or what we want to. We're just going to race, that's for sure. I know Tree Man agrees with that.
Yeah.
Okay, ain't no problem. Okay, I'll put that down. So we got that official. Y'all both agreed on it. Y'all both two legit guys. Y'all seem like y'all had good sportsmanship when y'all done it the last time. We ain't losing growth. The crowd really appreciate it. I know they will look forward to the rematch. We said y'all got to lock that up.
Appreciate
all right.
It. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, man, we're coming up on an hour. If anybody ain't got nothing to say, man, hey, Sharon, let's do some final comments and we can get out of here.
Penny, do you have a final comment?
Heck, I just got here, man. No, yeah. Thanks for the racing, y'all. Sorry I missed the show tonight. Man, we've had a good time. All this talk and stuff is sure, you know, they say don't talk trash, but all this talk we've been doing and getting on the radio and the internet and stuff, it has sure brought us some races. We got more than we want now. No, we got more than we want. We got plenty.
That's a good thing about getting on here, man. People all over the country talking about y'all and y'all making action and people want to do something with you. That's a good thing for the girls' world, man, to see.
Yep. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. Thank you.
You've got one more hand up real quick, Tracy.
Okay, go ahead on.
469-6820. Your mic is open.
Yeah, hey, I'm Lil Rico out the West. And I got a small block, and I want to call Iceman out on the 16th for whatever he wants to bet.
Rico at West, where you from?
I'm out at West Dallas. They call me Lil Rico.
Lil Rico, and you want to call out who?
Iceman.
Tony Thorne, there's a race for you at the race. You know who that guy is, Tony Thorne?
I don't know who Iceman is. Who is he? What's he got?
Larico, Iceman, Larico, what you got? What did he got? We don't know him.
He just dropped off.
He fell off? Oh, he won't get back on. Well, we have to look for that one, Tony.
Is he really still on here?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He fell off. I see. Okay.
No, well. There he goes.
I thought I saw him, yeah.
Hillbilly, your mic is open.
Talk to me, Tony.
Hey, man, I know you was calling the old checkerboard, that old guy that called checkerboard on there, and he called my shit junk.
Yeah.
Well, I got the motorbike in my black car. I will be there March 16th if you want to lock it in.
Well, I can't say that, you know, first we're going to run bar none. So,
yeah, well, we'll talk when you get there.
Okay. Something happens and you know how it is.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, I will have a black car there. But and for that guy, the checkerboard, that he's got a bunch of pussy. He ain't got shit. That's all checkerboard. Yeah, it's a bunch of pussy.
I got you.
And checkerboard can lock in with my silver Mustang any day, any time, any place.
I'm sure he heard that.
But my black car will be there at 16th.
Same one carburetor type deal?
Same motor, same carburetor.
Ah, sounds good, Tom.
I got the new motor in the Mustang.
Oh, cool. All right, we'll be looking forward to it.
Okay, buddy.
All right, we're gonna go on now with final comments and get out of here. Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, Hillbilly, do you have a final comment?
No, not really. Just hope it's a good year for us. That's all I can say.
All right. On the internet about 10:30, you'll be able to hear the rebroadcast.
Final comment.
Okay. All right.
Butler boys, final comment.
Are you there? Hello. Final comment. Go ahead.
Tree Man, final comment.
My final comment, I just, you know, enjoyed the show and everybody be safe. And hopefully see some pretty good racing in the near future. Stop a lot of this old bickering and stuff.
All right.
Tony
Thorne,
final comment.
I hope everybody has a good year. Yeah, I hope we see you March 16th. Then we will have a good turnout and we will have some good races. Everybody be safe.
All right, Tony.
Lorenzo, final comment. Lorenzo, final comment. Dion, do you have a final comment? Okay. Hater Shaker, final comment.
You know I got a final comment. There ain't no question about it. Well, you know, I'm just going to be patting the gas and kicking ass, type of dog. So I'm taking all day, so they know who their name is. Come see me. Y'all have a good night.
All right, man. Patting the gas and kicking ass. I'm going to keep my eye on you. I'm going to keep my eye on you, Hater Shaker.
You stupid, Eddie.
817-4676. KD, your mic is open. Okay. Accident. Tracy, it's on you.
Okay, man. Good show, man. A lot of things came out, man. We hope we learned something about some of the lock-in, some of the stipulations, what we can do to make action in 2013 and about people trying to support each other's show and about lock-in, man. Be careful who you lock in, how you lock in, get a clear understanding that helps keep some of the confusion down, man. So it's all about grudge. Everybody keep working on their cars, keep getting ready for these upcoming events. Until then, man, we'll see you. First of all, if you have a topic, text me, call me. Let's put it out there. If you run across some racing issue that needs to be talked about, feel free to call me. If we need to talk about it, we try to use this show to bring knowledge, to lock in races, and everybody get the understanding so it'll help overall the grudge game. So until then, hey, man, y'all log on to AtomicDogDragRacing.com. Check out the 2013 grudge calendar. There's a lot going on with the calendar. A lot of people have photos in there. See if you like it, and we'll take it from there. Until then, man, we'll see you guys next week.
One other thing, Tracy, real quick. Also, if they have a comment on DragRaceGossip.com, we have a thread. They've created a thread specifically for the Atomic Dog Drag Racing show. So if you've got a topic, feel free to post it there.
that's a good thing. Feel free to post on there. Also, while we mentioned the man, we have Grill Jeep have discount parts. People can get parts for discount. All you got to do is log on. Don't cost you nothing. Become a member of GrudgeInc.us, and you can take advantage of some of the things that they got to offer. They're going to be coming out with a lot of things this year. So just take that and check it out, GrudgeInc.us. Log in, become a member. It don't cost you nothing, and take advantage of some of the discount ports will be coming available to you. Till then, we're going to get out of here, and good night, everybody.
One more thing, Tracy, you didn't mention. What? Well, yeah, again. Grudge Inc. will be having, on February the 9th, the pre-Mardi Gras explosion will be in Lena. On February the 10th, Grudge Inc. will have their awards banquet, just like the other awards banquet was on the East Coast. They'll be having their awards banquet, and the price per ticket is $40. And what they're asking, they're trying to get an accurate head count because they know a lot of people will be there. Some people won't have anything to do, but they are trying to get an accurate head count to make sure that they have enough food for everybody. So if anybody does plan to attend that, you can prepay. If you contact Tracy, he can give you the information regarding how to prepay, go ahead and get your ticket for that. Or if you will just, you know, contact Tracy and let him know that you will plan to be there. That way they can get an accurate head count so that they've got enough food for everybody.
And they're asking people, it'll be a black tie event, so we're just asking people to dress up. They kind of want to see the drag races dress up. But if you don't, we're not turning down anybody. So with that being said, if we don't have nothing else, good night, everybody.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Kimo, the bad boy. Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova.
Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Scamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Bow wow.